Santee. Yeah, the Savage Show, 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, April 12, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And right now, we have some excellent thank you gifts available. With any donation, every donation of $100, you can get a high-quality RBN t-shirt, and be sure to include your shirt size, or if you prefer, alternately, a gift of a free coffee mug with the RBN logo. And it's a great way to get a conversation started at the water cooler, to be sure. So if you could help out, folks, you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You do that, you can email us your shirt size, or you can call RBN staff, you know, to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or as always, you can just mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and we greatly appreciate it, folks. If you want to contribute to our chat room with respectful, constructive posts, you can do so at beyondton.chatango.com. And I am accompanied by my Monday co-host, per usual, from over in just outside London, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Paul.
Great to be with you.
Yes, good to be with you again.
Seems like a long time since last Monday, doesn't it? I don't know why, but it feels like a long time.
Yeah, it does feel like a lot has occurred. Although on average, you know, people point out that as time goes on in their life or in the world we're living in, of course, everything can seem like it's accelerating, moving faster, and well, there's a scientific basis for that, actually. I mean, we're told that things are gradually speeding up. That even reminds me of theories on the expansion of the known universe. It's been determined the rate at which it's expanding will determine whether it will have enough power to just keep expanding until things are just so separated from everything else. That you know, a darkness of energy dwindling as the end, or if it eventually will stop expanding and start contracting again due to just overall gravity of all of the universe matter combined.
That's well above my pay grade, all that, Richard.
Yeah, well, a lot of these calculations are very curious, but a lot of it is speculative. Even the Big Bang theory is rather speculative. I find it curious how much, though, people go all one way or the other. They feel like there can't be a hybrid, like the Big Bang theory. You know, if you can't believe in science, or you can't believe in religion if you think of a certain creation method. I mean, just because a Bible doesn't reference certain things, it doesn't mean it didn't happen, right? That doesn't mean there can't be a creator, you know, one or many.
Yeah,
one or exactly. Multiple consciousness combined, for that matter, but a God that was able to you know, or even invoke evolution for that matter. I mean, people, they feel like if you believe in evolution, you can't believe in the creator and vice versa. But there's no reason why a creator wouldn't, you know, do that.
There are some people who believe in both. I mean, I know people who don't believe in creation, but they're Christians, for example, and they believe evolution. So they believe that that's, you know, that's how God did it. And so there are some people, but generally you're right. I mean, people think, well, it has to be science or religion, you know, it's,
I don't understand why, you know, like you have to take everything in the Judeo-Christian translation of the Old Testament completely literally.
Careful with that Judeo bit. If you don't mind, and if you're sparing me that oxymoron, please.
Yes, indeed. But it is a completely separate book, the New Testament, and a completely new covenant, for that matter. It redefined who the chosen people are. I'll go so far.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it didn't actually redefine. What it did was sort of, this is the basis for this dispensationalist nonsense, where they, you know, they sort of think that, the word is ecclesia, which is it means basically the called out ones. And it's the same word in the Old Testament as the New Testament. In other words, God's people. It's just that these Jews, you know, these Ashkenazi Jews for the state of Israel have got great mileage out of this by duping Christians into thinking that they are somehow God's chosen people. Well, go and read the Old Testament. You'll find out who God's people is. And it's certainly not that crowd, you know.
Yeah, well, people need to, regarding all things from biblical interpretation to scientific interpretation, they have to be willing to get their
hands
feet
dirty.
Wet, hands dirty, all of that, yeah, themselves, because you can't count on anyone else to not have ulterior agendas they've decided to be serving, that they're beholden to.
Even well-meaning men, I mean, I don't mean to be derogatory, but the standard of, you know, of biblical understanding and exegesis and stuff like that, even among pastors, often is just woeful. It's very frustrating when you go into churches, and especially when you get so many people who don't, as you say, you know, get their feet wet, and they just get spoon-fed everything from this leader. As if this leader is, you know, the pastor is, you know, is an infallible, you know, so they don't do any thinking. They just get whatever the pastor says, you know, that's what must be true. And what you'll find is when you go into a lot of churches, there's a lot of errors and there's a lot of nonsense. And it's quite disappointing, really. But we have the internet. So there are good people out there that you can find, you know. People should, well, as you say, whether it's religion, science, or whatever, they should inform themselves, spend some time, you know, read a bit.
Absolutely. And on a side note, I mean, the Big Bang Theory is still being refuted by many in the scientific community. There may be less evidence than we thought, you know, more just someone's artistic side of their mind getting a notion they liked and then trying to come up with some math to back it up. Unfortunately, that's a lot of what astrophysicists are reduced to. There is actually a lot of news out there, but that was a great way to start the show, I must say.
Wait, let's start with a big bang.
I tell you, this one, though, really caught my eye. There was evidently a White Lives Matter assembly in California, of all places.
No way.
Yeah, total chaos, unlawful assembly declared in Huntington Beach, California, when White Lives Matter clashed with counter protesters. Of course, BLM had to show up, you know, hey, what are you doing there? You can't.
Well, yeah. Well, it's funny you should mention BLM, because I don't know where you're aware, but in Minneapolis today, not that far from where Chauvin's trial is, There was a black man shot dead by a policeman, and Black Lives Matter are all over it. And here's the thing. What do they expect? I mean, now they just basically have this, it doesn't matter, you know, what the guy's done or whatever. And considering, you know, for their demographic, you know, what they make up in the population, they are massively overrepresented in, you know, violent and sexual crime stats, okay? So It's going to get to the point where it's just like the group that are committing most of the violent and sexual crime are not going to be allowed to be policed. Because every time a black man's shot, it's just Black Lives Matter turn up. The BBC are all over it, of course.
It's racist. Come on, it's racist.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, what are you supposed to just let
you
black people
You can't prosecute
off?
Crime against blacks. That would be unheard of, Paul.
Yeah.
And, speaking like that, honestly.
And honestly, here's the other thing that really gets my back up. There was a guy, and this is a true story, and you wouldn't know it. But there was some guy recently, and I think he suffered from some sort of mental health problem. He was quite fragile or whatever. And there was two teenagers broke into his house and waited for him, doused him in petrol and set him alight. They set him on fire. He died 4 days later in the hospital and from his burns. But what they failed to mention is they were two black teens. Okay, so that didn't really – there's no outrage about this. There was another Muslim guy, I believe, where there was two black teen girls, stole his car, apparently, and I think the guy came across them stealing it, and he sort of – somehow he ended up attached to the car. Maybe he was in through the – trying to get in through the windscreen.
Yeah,
to stop
I heard about
something.
This. Yeah.
And they drove – yeah, they drove off, and they – whatever maneuver they did, they just flung him up in the air, and he hit a wall and died on the scene, and – apparently, after they'd crashed the car, one of the young black girls went back, not to see if he was okay, not to freak out to realize what she'd just done. No, she went back for her mobile phone. And if you look that up on Google for any of that stuff, you get little or nothing. In fact, what you get when you type in the words black, crime, police, that sort of stuff, instead of getting that story or any of those two stories, what you get is a whole litany of black victims of crime, you know? And so... they're not, you know, they're so selective to the point, you know, here's a guy who was actually burnt alive, but doesn't get a mention because there's two black teens did it. And these two black teen girls, I mean, they're arrested and stuff. The police came on it, but there's no outrage about it. And then if you get a black guy, you know, automatically he's a saint. You know, George Floyd was a scumbag, quite frankly. You know, this is a guy who actually arrested a woman at gunpoint who was pregnant. I mean, he's hardly an angel. And
or,
I'm sick
or,
of talking.
Or robbed. You said arrested, but yeah, like assaulted, you meant, right?
Oh, assaulted,
robbed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am sick and tired of mainstream media, and including over here as well, referring to George Floyd's death as the murder and the killing of George Floyd. Well, what is the point of having a trial then? That's to establish whether he was murdered or how, you know. But they just keep talking about it, you know, as if it's a open and shut case that he was murdered. And what's the point of having a trial? And it's very concerning because it's like the public court now and the media are deciding who's guilty and who's not rather than the actual court. And anyway, I don't know if you've been watching any of that, but they are throwing Chauvin under the bus.
Oh, yeah, I've been checking out the development of it. There's this one website that's been covering each day of the trial. We're on day 10 now that it's already occurred.
It's a disgrace.
And yeah. I mean, it was looking good a couple of days ago, you know, around day 7, day 8, actually, the prosecution was failing miserably. And then suddenly there was this big shift in these guys, you know, they're watching videotape and, you know, supposedly, you know, an expert in respiratory related parts of the body and that. And he's saying, just from looking at the tape, okay, that's the moment where the life went out of George Floyd, where he stopped breathing. And there's no way that all that three times the amount that could kill a person of fentanyl in his system. There's no way that could have been a factor. I've heard from other reports in the past that it was back at the hospital later that he actually died, for that matter. So I don't know why that none of that is being able to surface anymore at this point. Okay. So just from looking at video, though, I mean, yeah, you have this guy. And that big testimony of him saying that from looking at the visual that he thinks that that's the moment he stopped breathing at this many minutes and seconds in the tape. And that makes all the difference. And the fentanyl couldn't be a factor. I mean, just completely absurd to say the fentanyl, that he wasn't already a dead man. And the fact that he was saying, I can't breathe, when he was in the squad car before they took him out of the squad car. I mean, you know,
yeah.
those are big. All of that information right there, that's huge. That should make all the difference if we had a sane world. I mean, there is a bit of an update on day 10. It seems like it's going further into, you know, clown world show trial territory. But I mean, I'll check on that a little. Maybe you could report on the bottom of the hour. I was just barely getting to the story.
But here on the BLM and WLM, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think this is great, actually. that we have a White Lives Matter event. This is something we've been needing, and I don't care how it turned out. Just no press is bad press in certain situations. We need more of these to occur. You know, just like being able to question Jewish power. You know, you need to be able to talk about and have White Lives Matter events, talk about white genocide, the anti-white agenda, to be more mild about it. But really, there's a white genocide agenda as well. Here, the couple of facts reported with this event, though. Huntington Beach police declared an unlawful assembly. Of course, it's unlawful if it's white people, you know, but we had Kamala Harris praising the BLM riots, violent riots, deadly riots all last summer. Let's keep in mind. And of course, so that wasn't considered, anything that she disapproved of. And the law be damned if it's black people. For a criminal who was representing a false persecution of blacks across the country that was being portrayed and claimed strengthened through it, even though it's not the original event that started BLM. It was the George Floyd was the one that really sent it into overdrive. But okay, so yeah, it's unlawful because it's white people in downtown Huntington Beach, California, Sunday afternoon, following a White Lives Matter rally. We need a lot more of them that resulted in social unrest. Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Huntington Beach for the event, but it appeared counter protesters representing Black Lives Matter also showed up in numbers. Members of various factions clashed, and that was the time when police declared an unlawful assembly at the nearby 5th Street and Walnut Avenue intersection. This sounds just like Charlottesville.
Yeah. And, you know, what are they going to say? Well, you know, why are they, you know, as you say, not even a protest, but the rioting, that's that, you know, they condoned that, and they actually encouraged it. And I'll, you know, guess what? I mean, now they're not only allowing them to protest this new death, but so how are they supposed to explain why it's okay and it's lawful for this protest going on today because of this black man being shot dead, and yet in California it's unlawful? I mean, how do they square that?
I know. It's all about the agenda. It fits, you know. I mean, what color of skin each person has and their role in things. That's how you frame the story. It's pretty obvious.
I think there's going to be increased race tensions and wars in America, and I think America is going to break up because there's such a lack of ethnic and cultural cohesion now. I mean, people from, you know, part Texas or, you know, certain sort of, you know, Midwest areas have got absolutely nothing.
We had a new event in Minneapolis sparking more riots. I just heard too. Sunday night there was a traffic stop, really. But
yeah, this is what I'm telling you about. I think he was shot in his car, wasn't he?
It was a man who was stopped because of a warrant. Actually, there was a warrant out for him when they checked him out, you know, and there was an outstanding warrant. Oh, here we have the last or the first break. We'll be right back. I'm sitting back to bed to bed.
To the length of his way, just a shiver with my mouth to the ground, words as a shout, but the language of fear. Dreams are a mission they bow to liberate.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, and I'm here with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. And yeah, Paul, this Minneapolis incident happened Sunday night. A police shooting in a Minneapolis suburb Sunday night sparked overnight protests and demonstrations, resulting in officers using tear gas to disperse the crowds. The family of Daunte Wright said the 20-year-old was shot by police, got back into his car, drove away, then crashed several blocks away, according to the Associated Press. Oh, well, you know, you always have to believe the Associated Press, too. But anyway, I guess the facts are pretty much facts in this case. Demonstrators in Brooklyn Center on the northwest border of Minneapolis broke into stores and attacked police officers after the incident. So, you know, classic BLM rioting manner. As the third week of George Floyd trials had begun on Monday, Brooklyn Center police said in a statement, officers stopped a motorist shortly before 2 p.m. Sunday. They tried to arrest the driver after determining the driver had an outstanding warrant. Okay, the driver re-entered the vehicle and an officer fired at the vehicle, striking the driver, police said. The vehicle traveled several blocks before striking another vehicle, the Wire Service also reports. Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial. Okay. So anyway, so yeah, there's the story.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me that this great racial injustice always is accompanied by looting. Somehow that seems to provide justice for these people. About 20 businesses in a nearby shopping center were later broken into, with sporadic looting spreading to other areas of Minneapolis. So, you know.
I heard a lot of the outlets reported, like, Foot Locker, maybe Walmart, I want to say.
It's a real great advert, isn't it, for multiculturalism, you know what I mean?
Not that I care about any of those chains. It's just the principle, no matter who owns the business.
Yeah, I mean, what's that got to do with justice or this guy? You know, it's just an opportunity for just the pilots stealing and destroying people's businesses. And, you know, quite often, last year, Black Lives Matter, they destroyed loads of other black people's businesses because the areas are predominantly black and they're destroying black businesses. So... And it's going to be interesting to see who the cop was. Maybe he's going to be, he could be Chinese, or he could be maybe he's African American descent. It's going to be a bit of a blow if it turns out he's not white. You just know the media are just hoping it's a white guy who killed.
Oh yeah, every time. And I noticed at the Daily Mail a dovetailing article: BLM founder is branded a fraud. This is one of the three female trained Marxist, self-admitted trained Marxist. BLM co-founders, if you will. Patrice Cullors, a 37-year-old, a quote, artist, organizer, and freedom fighter, unquote. But she buys this $1.4 million home in an upscale, mostly white enclave in L.A. It has a guest section and just like really elaborate, a great room with vaulted and beamed ceilings.
Yeah,
and all this, it's interesting.
Hypocrisy. Yeah, hypocrisy. Is there another word which is more powerful than hypocrisy? It's just a hypocrisy on steroids, isn't it? It's just a you know what the word hypocrite means? It comes from the Greek word. I think it's Hippocrates or something. It just means an actor, and that's all they are, isn't it? It's like all the politicians. That's all they do. They're just actors.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of this. Day 10 of the Derek Chauvin murder trial now. Prosecution's own witness, they're saying, seems to contradict each other. Pathologists testifying on behalf of the state, including the medical examiner who performed the original autopsy of George Floyd, took center stage on day 10 of the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Strangely, the findings of Dr. Andrew Baker, the actual person who examined Floyd, appeared to be at odds with the other expert witnesses representing the prosecution. The cause of death is the crew of the crooks. I don't know how you say that in that case. Do you say crew or crooks? The crooks, I think. Yeah. The cause of death is the crux of contention in the trial. The prosecution bears the burden of proving that the defendant is guilty beyond all reasonable doubt. I would venture to say that breathing and what constitutes normal breathing is also a theme under scrutiny. Ironic. Okay. For second-degree murder to stick, the prosecution has to prove that Chauvin had the intent to attack Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 8 minutes, unintentionally killing him in the process. Prosecution is pointing to excessive force while the defense maintains Floyd died from a combination of the drugs in his system and various chronic health problems, including underlying health disease. So, okay, it's going back and forth. It seems like it's flip-flopping every day or two.
I think the prosecution has now concluded its case, and now the defense will make their case. I think that's going to start soon. So the actual defense of Chauvin will happen because the prosecution go first, and then the defense come in. And so it'll be interesting to see. But so far, you've had even policemen and stuff throwing them under the bus. Really.
We have the bottom of the hour here, so we'll be right back to continue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth. We'll say that was just another time. One day.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Monday co-host, Paul Edward Stevenson. Paul, I don't know, did you want to finish the thought, or were you able to recall where you left off there?
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, the prosecution has now concluded their side of things, so that Chauvin's defense will start now. So it might seem a bit more positive in the news towards him because his defense is starting. But, you know, I wouldn't like to be in his position. In fact, I wouldn't like to be a white cop in America at the minute, because you need to understand the political landscape. And I'm sure if Chauvin could go back now, he would have arrested that guy without putting his knee in his neck, because you're not going to get the support of the police. It's so politicized. It's so emotional, emotionally driven. The media are all over it, you know, against the guy. So, I mean, if you're a white policeman at the minute, you're going to think twice before you pull the trigger on a black guy. And, of course, that leaves you vulnerable. If you're if you've got a black man who's coming at you with, you know, armed, your instinct is to protect yourself. And the police are taught to do that. And if you pause for a second because you're worried about the consequences, you could end up dead, you know. I think America needs to break up. I think let's just put it in this category of your average Trump supporter, your sort of, you know, which will be a majority of the white nationalists in America. They need to go somewhere and let all the garbage go somewhere else. And by the way, they won't last long. They'll starve, because where's the money going to come from? You know, where's their benefits and their welfare going to come from? Mm-hmm. That will dwindle right down. Because these are let the socialists live in their little socialist enclaves, and let socialism run its course for that group of people who promote socialism, and let everybody else who actually love America and who are nationalists and are free market guys, let them go somewhere else. But I think that's the best outcome that can happen. Otherwise, I think you are going to see increased race wars in America,
Oh, yes. Yeah. There was some video from a cell phone just put out about a female postal worker who was viciously beaten in Flint, Michigan over delayed stimulus checks. But she was beaten by four females. This culture with women competing with men, no gender differences, all of these films about these brutal female killers and all this, it's going to people's heads really, as well as just this culture of leftist violence against anything that they don't like being justified in their minds. Over in Austin, Texas, okay, home of RBN, Texas, over in Austin, police officers are quitting in record numbers due to the city's quote-unquote woke transformation, they're saying. And, it's the double standards. The double standards with everything. That's why I like White Lives Matter, that rally. We need more of those to show the hypocrisy, to get the conversation started. Just like the ID thing, you don't need an ID to vote, but you need an ID for, you need vaccine passports. Here in Australia, for Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, they want two forms of photo ID. They're trying to propose for that even. Apple, who smears Georgia's voter ID law as racist, Apple's trying to launch vaccine passport IDs for all iPhones. How's that going to work exactly? Can you not have an iPhone anymore? I don't know. I certainly wouldn't have an iPhone if it meant that I were forced to deal with the vaccine passport. If you could avoid it more with the other.
Yeah,
Soros and Gates are teaming up. They're saying now for an organization focused on policing "quote unquote" disinformation.
Yeah, something needs to be done with that guy, Soros. It really is. I mean, it's just and people like him of that tribe are destroying the West.
Oh yeah, Gates, Rockefeller, Rothschild, everyone connected with Bilderberg, World Economic Forum. Even more so at this point, the World Economic Forum is promoting a smart mask of the future. It'll connect to smartphones for health alerts and tracking. And it's saying that it would actually be able to, as soon as it detects the virus, supposedly it would send something to mission control, send some signal to the COVID police, I guess.
Yeah, and over here, there's an article here in The Independent. The public are ready to accept vaccine passports.
Oh, I'm mixing up two articles in my head. I'm sorry to interrupt, but no. Okay, all right. Oh, they want health alerts and tracking connected to smartphones with the mask, the smart mask, the WEF. But no, there's another article I was looking at that I didn't get to yet. They want they're working on a microchip at DARPA that will instantly alert COVID authorities if if the person contracts "quote unquote" COVID-19, but no, please go ahead. That one is just outrageous.
So DARPA are now in the public health business, are they?
Yeah, it just shows how it's weaponized. The whole medical reaction response to this is engineered, and it's all about control and
well, did you hear the sort of language that Biden was using for the gun? This is how they manipulate the language. They say we've got a. Rather than the usual sort of anti-gun language, he's now calling it, we have a gun epidemic, public health crisis. So they're trying to put the gun issue in the sort of similar kind of category as the virus now, because that worked for them well, the public health thing. So they're thinking, why don't we just say we've got an epidemic, we've got a gun epidemic. Anyway, the public are ready to accept vaccine passports and keep them after pandemic is over. It says almost a third think Boris Johnson is ending the lockdown too soon. It'd be interesting to see how the figures correspond with you know, people who have been furloughed and people in the public sector, because that will be the people who want the lockdowns to continue. Teachers, people in the public sector who can work from home, people with big houses and nice gardens who are being furloughed and getting 80% of their wages. You know, there's a whole lot of perverse incentives, and there's a whole group of people, and it's interesting, it probably is about a third of them, who are, you know, lockdowns have worked out quite lucrative for them. They've got a better life with lockdown because they're getting more money. And there's a lot of people who are on furlough know that their jobs are not there. It's a joke. And they're essentially on glorified welfare. And as soon as we open up properly and the furlough stops, they're going to the dole queue.
Yeah. I heard new COVID news and propaganda. They're saying a new virus variant combining 18 mutations. as if these variants are evolving. Scientists in Brazil have discovered a new variant of coronavirus that combines 18 mutations. The new super variant made headlines at a critical time when Brazil registered record high single day COVID-19 deaths with more than 4,000. Well, okay, deaths they attributed to COVID, to clarify. But the study observed close to 400 individuals who had previously tested positive for the COVID-19 virus after already receiving a dose of the vaccine. Then it compared the results to a similar number of people who were infected but had not yet taken the vaccine. The findings ended up showing that the strain found in South Africa, known as B.1.135, was 8 times more rampant in individuals that had already taken both doses of the vaccine produced by Pfizer and BioNTech. So a vaccine-resistant COVID-19 strain also detected in Mississippi. Scientists are concerned about the variant because clinical trials of the 3 vaccines approved in the U.S. are showing that they offer less protection against B.1.351 than other variants. Now, that's a different number. I don't know if they made an error there. I think they made it. One of those is wrong. People who recover from COVID-19 may be reinfected if exposed to B.1.351. Because one of its mutations makes it harder for antibodies to latch onto. So they had a different number at the top and the bottom of the article. I'm not sure which is the correct categorization of it. But the point is, though, that, I mean, the people who take these genetic-altering experimental operating systems, okay, to permanently alter their body are 8 times getting 8 times more rampant reactions when they're coming into contact. Okay, so come on.
Yeah, not it's to mention just the blood clot scandal that's emerging, these blood clots with the AstraZeneca.
So, yeah. I mean, not to mention that it's just, I mean, come on, it's experimental, and, you know, no one should be forced to take this or coerced.
No.
Certainly not by government or corporations. There should be laws already being enforced about this, because there are laws about this already. But just like with everything else lately in our culture, laws be damned. You know, it doesn't matter what the topic anymore. They just first desensitize people by playing to certain people's emotions on certain topics they could get behind as far as the censorship and that. But, I mean, 40% of Marines right now are refusing the COVID-19 gene therapy. So, you know, they're pretty awake there in the Marines. And yeah, it's no surprising. This goes on to say that people who are extraordinarily fit with a minimal chance of death don't want to inject the most rushed experimental shot in history. I mean, the fact that people are willing to be treated like guinea pigs and just have that much trust in the system, you know, in doctors and vaccines. I mean, my parents' generation are a strong example of those who distrusted doctors.
Mine
our
too.
Parents, our parents' generation, of course. Yeah, there was this other story. I saw this going around a lot of places. Blacklisted News had it. Activist Post had it. And it's talking about this volcano-stricken island, all right? Island of St. Vincent. The people there have been told that they won't be rescued if they haven't had the COVID-19 vaccine. So the lava could potentially get to their homes and where they are, potentially kill them. And yet, if you don't get the COVID vaccine, no, we're not going to save you. Yeah, another title to another
way of putting
it.
That's just shocking.
Horror on St. Vincent. Only vaccinated evacuees able to flee amid fears of next big volcanic eruption.
That's criminal. That's just shocking. You know, it's we live in very just... We live in strange times, Richard. I think you're more or less the same age as me. And I mean, the amount of the change that we've witnessed in our lifetime, you know, in 40 odd years, is just incredible. I mean, it's a different world, you know, from even when you go back to whenever I was growing up and, you know, in the 80s as a kid. It's just, it's unrecognizable the way.
Well, refresh my memory. I mean, I think we're right about the same year. I mean, I was born in 76.
Me too. Yeah. 76. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, so much has changed, and, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's got to reach a peak. Something's got to give soon, you know, because literally you're just basically seeing this, you know, degeneration, basically, morally, ethically, culturally. Tensions are just soaring, going through the roof, and something has to give. There's just so much pressure, you know.
Oh, here, I just had a little message from Stephen Douglas Whitener listening. He texted me that Marines 40% number are those who were already approved for the shot, not the overall Marine population. The overall Marine population, it's even a higher percentage who are not going to take it, higher than 40, actually. So that's good to know. It's even more promising. I don't know. You know, a lot of people refusing this so far and holding their ground. There's been a lot of progress made. The guy who made the Vaxxed film, Del Bigtree, he's actually, I was checking out a lecture he was giving, it was a few months back, but I mean, you know, it's been ever since they've been talking about these, even before it was available yet, you know, these DNA altering, gene editing, operating system that they're calling vaccines. It's, already been a lot more popular as far as people doing more searches, doing more research, and going more to the vaccine skeptic or anti-vaccine camp than the pro-vaccine camp. People who are on the fence, that is to say, are in much larger numbers and at much faster rates, going to the anti-vax side, he said. And this is like, if you're talking about the last 6, 8, 9 months or so, that's promising. The White Lives Matter rally is promising. Yeah, but that DARPA article is crazy. The Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects
Agency. Yeah, I mean, what the hell's that got to do with the virus? You know, I mean, that's supposed to be some, you know, elite, you know, specialist, you know, government operation to, you know, to develop, well, you know, sort of high-end and, you know, research for defense. I mean, and now they're in the public health business too, you know, so.
Holding up a vial of green tissue-like gel, which contains the chip, they said if you put it underneath your skin, what it tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow. It's like a check engine light, he says. So this is just, you know, come on. I mean, they don't care about true science with PCR tests. You know, as far as deaths from other causes, everything's getting shifted over into the COVID category suddenly last year and this year. I mean, we're supposed to, anyone who knows all that, you know, how could you possibly take this seriously, that you could trust anything they would say about your body or want to let them tinker with your body whatsoever? I saw a great video on, you know, maybe we could skip this last break here so we could just chat a few more minutes. You know, there's a great report on Gates out there, 2-hour Bill Gates expose, if you will, by Corbett, James Corbett. I used to get him mixed up with Colbert. Which is a big difference there. But,
Corbett, I think Corbett.
Corbett is pronounced. Yeah. But I used to get mixed up with Colbert, Stephen Colbert. But yeah, James Corbett, the Corbett Report. It was a great 2-hour Gates expose. I highly recommend that one. Might even play some excerpts from it on here. I don't know. There's just so much on Gates to try to condense.
Well, did you hear the latest story on Gates that they've got this Dim the Sun project where they're talking about sending these chemicals up into the atmosphere to cool the Earth as some way of combating climate change.
And there actually is nothing from carbon emissions. I mean, carbon dioxide is not causing anything like that, and we're going into, because of sun cycles, a cooling period which will last
imagine
the rest of our life.
About hubris.
If we could maybe stop this skip this last break, that would be offer. Oh, thank you, appreciate that, Julie. Yeah, no, but I mean it's insane. He just lost his YouTube, and that was just recently, me really being impressed with James Corbett's Gates documentary, and he lost his YouTube account after 14 years, and as far as the amount of uploads he's done, he's saying like some 1,700, so 1,700 videos, 569,000 subscribers, 90 million plus video views. But yeah, after 14 years, and of course he said it was still a victory for that long on that sort of platform of the enemy to get this information out. I think the Gates one was important. The most recent one was talking out against the WHO and official attitude toward COVID-19 in general. You know, did you hear about that Boston hospital? It's going to offer preferential care based on race.
I didn't know, but I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the sort of stuff that would be just, wouldn't have, you could never have imagined even like 2 years ago or something. I mean, nothing shocks you anymore. It's they are so bold now about everything, they don't even try to hide it. I mean, it used to be shameful if you had, if you were a socialist a few years ago, or any of this sort of stuff, but now it's just, it's all out there and it's just crazy. And it's just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when are they ever going to acknowledge, the reality that the elephant in the room, that the racism is taking place against white people? I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, just that story you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of Harvard graduate students
how is that not discriminatory,
Yeah, but I mean, it was suggested, and then the Boston Hospital like took them up on it. They totally bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And it's really just insane, the hypocrisy. I mean, we needed to get to that level, though, to wake people up, perhaps. But between that and the volcanic island where people can't leave if they're not, if you don't approve of Black Lives Matter and COVID-19 official dogma, your life be damned. Well. And we had a bit of a pushback. I know I keep jumping back and forth, but four states over here have been pushing back against the vaccine passports. We had Utah, Idaho, Florida, Texas, but it's just pretty crazy how much we're up against, really, as far as, well, especially this whole World Health Organization, Bill Gates, medical tyranny. I mean, you could say he single-handedly holds more power than anyone as far as the course of these lockdowns in future and just our freedom based on this medical psyop.
Yeah, and he's just a creepy little weirdo, It's just like, these sorts of people. I mean,
not that it wouldn't continue if you were to get killed by someone tomorrow. I mean, but the whole establishment, the World Economic Forum, it's, and then of course the whole Jewish agenda of the anti-white and the Kalergi plan, white genocide for the white nations on top of it.
And yeah, they're all intersecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know, but
unless there is some serious pushback, it's just going to be one big prison planet,
Yeah,
that's absolutely. All. That's all it's going to be, It's all these vaccines. I don't think people realize, it's they just don't understand. There's too many people just are so ignorant, or so provincial in their thinking, both geographically and historically, and they don't recognize tyranny when they see it. It's just they don't understand what they're doing with this supporting these things, you know, like vaccine passports. They're so complacent and so gullible, you know.
I heard Tucker Carlson has the ADL demanding that he be fired because he did a great discussion of replacement theory. And, you know, they're saying it's racist to not allow all these people in the country. But he broke it into really interesting terms. Like, suppose you had a family that started just adopting a bunch of other children that they started giving preferential treatment to, was his analogy. And I thought that was a brilliant way to hit it home to people who just buy into the whole racism argument against it. So the ADL's freaked out of his replacement theory preachings. That was pretty good. Even though he's betrayed us at some points, he won't stick up for white people completely. He has to know about Jewish power, but you're never going to hear him say it. Especially if he stays on Fox. Paul. I don't know, maybe we're losing you, your connection. I'm not hearing you there. But we're
within mainstream media, though. I mean,
you seem to be cutting out a bit there, in and out. I just heard you mention his role in mainstream media, and Rachel Maddow's sister is outraged. Republicans are talking about boycotts. You know, but yeah, boycotts. That's something that could really have a lot of effect if we looked and organized, looked at all the anti-white agendas out there, all the anti-American fundamentally. And I mean, also against the COVID. I mean, the corporations are so Black Lives Matter and they're so lockdown, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually surprised that Tucker Carlson is still on mainstream media. I mean, I'm amazed it took the ADL this long to attack him, you know?
yeah. But I mean, yeah, I heard a little snippet of it on Dr. Duke's show earlier today. He was on with Patrick Slattery, and yeah, it was pretty impressive. You know, I mean, the way Tucker's trying to get to people who otherwise are completely brainwashed on the double standards.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll be grateful. Of course, Dr. Carlson, you know, he's not going to talk about certain things the way we would, for example, but, you know, I'm still grateful for a guy like that, because we need people like that who are, you know, at least talking some sense, you know.
Yes, indeed. Well, always a pleasure. I mean, always so much more we could discuss, but it's been a great chat, Paul. Look forward to you next Monday, sir.
You too, Richard. Thank you, everyone. Take care.
And stick around, folks, for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.